This is today's Midwest Digest, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the National Agriculture Day Observance, March 14th. Newsman Steve Alexander will be along with today's report after this. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. Steve?
Thank you, Max. I am here because Max is at the big National Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky. I would not be surprised if there is some sort of an exhibit there about grain bin safety. And I will begin with the kind of story that I know Max just hates to hear, and it happens too often across the Midwest. Near Nebraska City, Nebraska, a man climbed into a grain bin to clear a jammed auger. 69-year-old Dennis Meyer was buried in grain, and by the time rescue workers cut into the side of the bin to reach him, he was dead. In Mason City, Iowa, a shopper at a home and yard store was using one of those motorized shopping carts. He needed to. His right leg was amputated below the knee, and part of his left foot had also been amputated. He wanted to drive that cart with his items that he purchased into the parking lot to his car. Store officials said no. That's against policy. They offered him a manual wheelchair, but the man chose to hobble to his car on his hands and knees, and then he sued the retailer for not allowing him to use the motorized cart. A jury took just 15 minutes to return a verdict in favor of the store. The bad weather did not keep a memorial service for John Dingell from happening in Dearborn, Michigan yesterday. It did keep a plane load of people from attending, though. A military plane carrying members of Congress had to turn back, which led to an impromptu service at 30,000 feet, led by Representatives Fred Upton, John Lewis, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Making it to the service was Vice President Joe Biden, who told 800 mourners that Representative Dingell knew public service was not a title you wear, but a shift you work. He believed without exception that everybody was entitled to be treated with dignity. Dingell served in Congress 59 years, longer than anyone. 51 years on the job is enough for Emmett Thomas. He announced his retirement yesterday as the defensive backs coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. Thomas spent 13 seasons playing for the Chiefs, helping the organization to a pair of Super Bowl appearances and their only championship in 1970. As a coach, he helped the Redskins win a pair of Super Bowls and also worked for the Eagles, Packers, Vikings, and Falcons before coming home to Kansas City in 2010. I suppose, as much as anyone, Emmett Thomas would have the right to some choice words of admiration for Tom Brady. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.